Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were lower across the board, led lower today by the soybean futures. November beans were down 11.5 cents to close at 877.75. The low today was 875.75, so they closed about 2 cents off of their low. Wheat in Chicago down 1.25 in December at 506.5, surprised some people and rallied about 6.5 cents off the low. Of course, early this morning at the open, the market was actually higher on the day. It traded as high as 515.5 in the December Chicago, about 9 cents higher than where it closed. Kansas City wheat was down 2.5 cents in December at 497.75, about a nickel off the low and about 8 cents off the high. So again, across the board, the grain futures were lower. The same could be said about most commodities today. Very few things were higher. The Dow Jones is down 281 points in the December, all the way down to 15,922. So a really weak day. Some of the economic data out of Asia is really depressing the markets here. The crude oil is down about $1.18. The U.S. dollar index, which when it goes down, typically supports the commodities, but the dollar today was down 26.5 at 96.17, and didn't really offer much support across the board to commodities today.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were negative. For the soybeans, we're expecting 550 to 800. It was released at 530,000, so below expectations. Corn in the middle of the range for exports at 809,000, expecting 750 to 900. And wheat was above expectations at 651,000. We're expecting 350 to 500. Hedge funds are short 140 million bushels of wheat, long 380 million bushels of corn, and then short 150 million bushels of beans. And this Wednesday, we'll have the quarterly stocks report as of September 1st. Corn is expected to be 1.739 billion bushels. Last year is 1.232, so considerably higher than last year. Beans also nearly more than double, I guess, higher than beans at 205 million bushels for the quarterly stocks. Last year we were at 92 for this report. And then wheat, 2.149 billion bushels. Last year is 1.907. Also in that report, we're going to get the latest 2015 wheat crop estimates. It's expected to be 2.133 billion bushels, slightly lower than the last report, but higher than last year. Last year at this time, we were at 2.026, so a slightly bigger wheat crop than last year.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, December live cattle at 15 at 137.15, February up 62 at 138.12, November feeder cattle down 15 at 181.45, January down 45 at 175.70, December lean hogs down 25 at 65.75, February up 225 at 69.17. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat down 2.75 at 497.5, March down 2.25 at 512.5. December Chicago wheat down 2 1/4 at 505.5. December corn down 2 1/4 at 386.75. March down 2 1/4 at 398. November soybeans down 12.5 at 876.75. January down 12.5 at 880.75. December cotton up 11 at 60.75. March up 7 at 60.41. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.